7, 6, 5, 4.
Well, your butt's not talking, the microphone is. So you gotta talk into the microphone with your face.
Oops. Hey, go for it.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Get ready for the recording show! And check out some hosts that you're
Excuse me.
Say
the two best Spice Girl hosts.
The two best Spice Girl hosts. Brett and Mike.
Thank you.
And your producer, me.
Yeah.
Me, Ben and Martin. Welcome to the recording show. There were two best boys come to record, okay?
Okay.
So, enjoy your recording, then, guys.
Thanks. Thanks, bro.
Thanks, Ben.
Of the world, every boy and every girl, people of the world, allow me to welcome you to the Spice Level. It is, I think it's actually, at this point in time, the one, it's the only place you're going to find two blokes from upstate New York talking about all things, everything's Spice Girls from A to Zigazag. My name, I go by Mike Martin, and it's a bit of a heavier day on this kind of song. And
yeah.
I could only do it with one other person, honestly. And he goes by the name of...
I'm Brent Kelly.
There he is. How are you, Brent?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. As a... not an aficionado of the person that song that we're listening to today is about, outside of probably one of the best cinematic creations ever, Zoolander.
Yes.
We're here to talk about... It's an emotional song.
It man. Is. It really is, yes.
We're here to talk about Jerry. It's the last Jerry one, isn't it?
It's the last music video.
Yeah, it is. Angels in Chains, man.
Yes, sir.
By Miss Jerry Halliwell. And it gives you feels.
Yep.
Even if you weren't a George Michael guy. Jerry did a great job here, yes. And it's sneaky yes. good.
And I didn't know what we were getting into this week.
I didn't either, man.
I didn't know what this. I've seen the title of the song because right. I looked up how many videos we have left or whatever. I had no idea what this was.
Yeah.
Until first of all, there's no numbers.
Like, no numbers.
Numbers section is none. There's not even a Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
Which really surprised me, actually, considering it's a tribute song to
sure.
George Michael. You'd think there'd be a page about it, but
so I. Spotify list.
Yeah, exactly. I clicked on the YouTube video. Clicked on the YouTube video, and the first thing I saw was In Memory of George Michael. I went, oh.
I find it interesting. I mean, let's just have a discussion about
that. Yeah, let's do it.
Why not? Because I find it interesting that she came out and made a song. How many years later?
Yeah.
Just a single.
Yep.
Not an album.
Correct.
Like, she came out and chose to put herself out there and say, George had that kind of effect on me.
Yep.
And you could see it a lot in not just the song. And I think we watched the making of course.
Yes.
Because yes. there was only one live version two. Of it. There's two?
I found two.
No!
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, let's get to the song then. Let's do it proper.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Let's do this, Mike.
Yeah, so a couple of lyrics I pulled. Who knows why the good die young? I wonder where you've gone. But you've left us singing to heal the pain. We're all angels in chains. We say goodbye. Time to heal the pain. George, your faith will never end. You got to have faith.
Yeah. No, she. I don't know how many references she probably tried to sneak into this.
At least a couple.
Yeah.
At least
you get freedom,
couple.
Too.
Right.
Freedom.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So
at least a couple. Yeah, a very lovely song. Like, you can tell she really wrote this from the heart, and it meant a lot to her.
Uh-huh.
I'll admit I'm also not the biggest George Michael fan. I have enjoyed his music.
Sure.
Out of sight of a couple songs, though, I don't usually look him up. Like, I'm a big fan of Faith, and in one of our D&D campaigns, we use Careless Whisper as the song that all all harpies in that world sing Careless Whisper. Exactly.
Oh, man.
So we do have some George Michael in our lives.
Are we going to sit here and mourn George Michael sitting here together in this room right now because of Jerry?
Right.
Is that what is about to happen?
I mean, that's what it seems like.
And you have the freedom moments. Like, there's something that happens right in the beginning of the song. And I don't know if it is on purpose. And it's ironic because I texted you earlier today about the song. But it sounded like the intro of Too Much. That first chord has that Too Much vibe. So I don't know if she's trying to throw a Spice Girls vibe before she gets into the George Michael.
Could be.
So paying respect, but also paying respect to a lot of people.
Yeah. It seems. No, that's true. So and like I said, we both watched the behind the scenes. So maybe
we'll
do that before we talk. I don't know. Just because it gives the background on the song. So she talks about, you know, the first concert she ever went to was Wham.
Yeah.
And she was in love with George Michael. She thought she was going to marry George Michael.
He pointed at her section.
Right. Exactly. And then
she's like, I fancy that guy.
Exactly. Then the first time she's in a room with him is when she's with the other Spice Girls and she has to ditch them so she can go flirt with George Michael.
I love that story.
Uh-huh.
And I think it cements me, and I'll put it here. Jerry's my favorite Spice Girl.
All right.
Like, I think this cement, because she's like, I had to walk away because I fancied them, and I had to get away from the girls. Like something like that, where I'm like, I had to get them away.
Yep.
And she did, and she walked up to him and talked to him, and then he brought up at some point in time where he was just like, well, my boyfriend and I, and she's like, oh
yeah.
Well, then I guess we're just going to be friends.
Yeah.
And no, she commits to that, though.
And it's a very lovely line. Like, I quoted her word for word. It says, okay, if I can't be your wife, what could be the next best thing? So I became his friend.
Love that.
I do too.
Holy guac.
That is so nice. And then I didn't know that she lived with him after she left the Spice Girls. Yeah. And after she had her first kid, she stayed with him again. And
George was very close to Jerry.
I had heard somewhere over the past few years that Jerry and George Mike were friends, but I didn't know that. How much? And I know that she came to him for so much advice. And
every time she would write a song, she's like, nobody would give me advice, and I would just go to George.
Actually, you know what? I take that back. I think I said that in one of these songs. She had an interview where she said, I would play him for George, and he'd be brutally honest with me.
Truth. Yes, yeah. You did. And that's what makes this song tough, and kudos to her. It's a great tribute song. Don't get me wrong.
Yep.
It is cheesy.
Yeah.
It's got that gospel-y vibe. But that makes sense for, you know, remorse and grief. There it is.
Yeah.
And
I really like that it's with his bandmates.
That's,
you know, she went and found the producer he'd worked with for 30 years and the backup singer and the guitarist.
Heck yeah.
And the other backup singers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Heck yeah.
Exactly. That's so cool. So to write this song and then get the approval of the people who worked with George Michael and then get them on the track as well. Very cool way to handle it.
It must have brought a lot to them to find a spot and say, well, at least there's a hole, but this is a way we can try to fill it.
Yep.
And they did.
Yep.
Jerry crushes it. And she's so eloquent when she's talking about it during the interview. It must have been 3 hours of interviewing.
Right.
To try to find the right words to say.
Yep.
But she finds all the right words to say to bring up the pain and feel the vibe.
Yep.
Good on you, Jerry.
Yeah. No, I
very
agree.
Good on
I
you.
I agree with you.
Totally sounds like Too Much in the beginning. Just saying.
I can hear that. I can hear that vibe. You want to get into the video?
Yeah, of course.
So again, the music video is how I listened to the song too. So I tried to listen to it without actually watching the video the first time. But I did see the, you know, In Memory of George Michael right away. But so then when I actually watched it, it starts out with a lot of photos of George Michael as Jerry's singing. The video's in black and white. She's singing in the studio with the rest of George's band.
Yeah.
Some very nice photos of her and George together.
Is there a way, as somebody that takes notes on these videos and all that kind of stuff, how do you take notes on the videos while you're listening and watching them? out of curiosity, are you in a room? Do you have it on your phone and have a notepad up on your phone kind of thing? Because YouTube has gotten meaner about that.
Oh, really?
You can't minimize them on iPhones. Oh. Not minimize, but you can't make a miniature video while you're making the video, making notes. So I can't sit out. Now that the weather's getting better,
yeah.
It's like, I'd love to sit outside and watch this music video and these notes. And I can't minimize these. I don't know if I'm just getting old.
I never take my notes on the phone. I either play the music video on my phone and then I'm typing on a computer, or if I'm at my computer at home, I have three monitors hooked up to it. So I have one, the biggest TV is the music video, and then the smaller monitor is my notepad file. Yeah. But it's all Google Docs. I do everything in Google Docs, so that I always have it with
me. Shout out to Google, not a sponsor, but
Could be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then so the music video is also, it's one of those kind of behind the scenes-y ones where it's not telling a story. It's just you're watching them kind of record the song.
Similar to the Mel C and Emma
thing what I was thinking. We're
getting, you get the piano player and you got the singer right there in front of it. And they're singing their jam and embracing the joy.
Yep. And we've seen a couple of the music videos from the girls where it's sort of that, where they're not necessarily standing at the microphone singing, but it's them backstage getting ready or walking through the studio or whatever. So
it was cool to see a couple photos that were with Jerry.
Yeah.
And you could see another Spice Girl with her. Like, there was a photo with her and Mel B.
Oh, yeah.
But there were other people that just weren't.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows?
Yeah, who knows? I don't know.
Who knows where they were? Did you see the... There's somebody that has on their thigh.
Oh, yeah.
After Party Sam is what it says on their thigh.
I have no idea why.
Obviously, clearly... That has to do with the whole conspiracy alien thing.
Ah.
So if you were to put the letters after Party Sam into an algorithm and pull up random words, do you know what will pull up?
I don't.
Not alien, because the I is not in there. So I have no idea. I'm sorry.
I thought you had something really profound.
I'm thinking about it now. Like, I should have, but I didn't, because I'm me and think of things on the spot like that. That's not on me. But if you have any thoughts about what After Party Sam means, please let us know at the Spice Level.
What does After Party Sam mean? Man, yeah. So, again, this is our last Jerry video.
This is last Jerry.
Yet. I'm going to say yet.
Dude, yes.
You never know. I mean, she's gone 7-8 years in between videos before. You never know, because this is 2017.
So is she going for like a 10-year
maybe
kind of vibe or something like that?
Maybe. So yeah, it's been a minute since the last video, but you never know. Right. You never know, Jerry. And I would. This was a very lovely video. I would like to get another, like maybe one more crazy Jerry video out of her.
You think she's got one?
I think she's got another one in her.
Is she still recording? Like, this is. I feel like we're hitting outside of Mel C, obviously.
Yep.
Obviously, who's gonna make music until she's 96 and. Yep. Just crushing it in life. Are we going to get another Jerry single? Let me rephrase it. Are we going to get another album? Single?
I don't know about another album, because this single and the one last week, those were both 2017? Non-album singles. So I don't know if we get another
one. What does she do now? Now that we're getting... like, we talked about Wannabe 2.5 years ago, but today, what's Jerry doing now? She's writing books.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point. Yep.
Huh.
Ooh, this is listed as her last single.
See what I mean, man? Oh, no.
Oofa. Side of doofa.
So.
Anyway. I would love another song out of Jerry, another video. Anyway.
I think so.
Live shows.
There so were two, apparently.
Which one did you
watch? My fault. I watched Live at Gay.
Okay, yes.
And she expressed the same sentiments that you were getting from the song and the video.
Yep.
And the background photos were great for it and all that good stuff. Very just memorial, I guess you could say.
Yep. And it was on George Michael's birthday.
That's right. Yeah.
And she said, "He taught me to be myself, whatever that is." And that's very nice.
That's so cool, man. Like,
and she was live.
What's that? Oh, she's 100%. Live. Yeah, there's no lip synced on that at all. It was very good to see her just express that.
Yeah, it was. It was an emotional performance, and I like that she was singing live. Did you notice Did she pull her monitor out of her ear at one point?
That's a possibility.
Because it sure looked like she pulled something out of her ear and then like tucked it into the top of her dress.
Maybe she was doing, I mean, maybe because of how like she's performed live for how many years.
Yeah.
And now she's like, I'm just going to sing.
Yeah.
So she might have just been like, you know what? This band knows what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
They got it. My note was the intro was way too touching. Like it just,
oh yeah,
it hits
yeah.
you in the feels. And then I just said, Jerry's a good soul.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree.
There's something going on there that she's clicking with, that she's, because she's the bounce off the wall person. And she's like, I'll do this video about aliens smacking my butt.
Yep.
And then, you know what? George Michael's always been there for me.
Yep.
Like, mm-hmm. That's interesting to me.
It is.
Where she's like, I could reach out to someone, be like, is this song bonkers? He's like he was her go-to for
right,
that.
Right.
That's tough.
I mean, that's a good point. Other than this song, she hasn't released anything since, so.
Yeah.
Maybe it's.
When did he pass? Sorry to cut you off. It must have been around that 2017.
She released this, what, mid-2017? So I believe it was Christmas 2016.
Huh. Interesting.
And at the very end of that live performance, she shows some appreciation for the crowd, and she says, what can I say? I love the gays.
Yeah. So.
And we've heard that from several Spice Girls at this point. That
yeah,
Spice Girls had a large gay following and still do, I believe.
I don't think that was anything they would ever admonish.
No, not at all. I'm pretty sure they embraced it and
very much so. Some people take it to a higher extreme.
It's a good vice versa.
But it's good to see that with the mindset within 1998 of girl power,
yes,
becoming everybody power,
yes,
and just
that's a great point.
Embrace
that's
a great point. Do you and
you're right.
It's
a lot easier to say it in 2017 than 1998.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ugh.
I agree.
So what was the other live performance? Tell me more.
she was on The One Show.
I'm not sad. You are.
The One Show. And it had an interview to begin with.
Oh, you got an interview with it?
It was one of those interview and then performance. The interview starts with, please welcome Jerry Horner. And I was like, ooh.
Nice.
Yeah. First time I've heard her new last name.
The Jerry Horner walkout?
Yeah. No, she's already sitting there. So then they showed their own tribute to George Michael, which is very nice.
Sure.
And then they asked Jerry how she met him. She tells the same story that was in the making of the video.
Yeah.
But she talks about how she lived with him when she left the Spice Girls and had her first child. She had unwrapped some presents from George on Christmas Day before she heard the news. I know. And she said that she had been working on other music over the years, and George Michael had told her to wait and to leave some time in between releases.
Interesting.
Yeah. And she talks about the song and writing the new song, and what it really taught her is, for anyone who's lost anybody, there's great healing when you all come together. And she talked about how George Michael had donated all of the proceeds from a couple of his songs to different charities without advertising it. She said that she ran to Stephen Fry and he said, hey, I was trying to raise money for this charity. And George Michael said, you can have all the UK proceeds from this song. I don't remember what the song was. And there was another song he just donated everything to a child's charity. So she did the same thing with this song, the song we're talking about today.
Sure.
She donated all the profit from this song to Child's Line, which is a children's charity that George had donated to previously.
That's cool.
Which is really cool. And she sang live again, sounded great, had the whole backing band again. They're all dressed in black.
Dang.
A nice, good performance. And it looks like it was the performance that like ended the show, you know, credits rolling at the end, kind of a Top of the Pops kind of thing, but it's just a morning talk show.
Oh man.
So it was good. It was good. But that's it. There's only two.
Yeah.
So what I did then was like, all right, I watched the music video for Faith.
Oh, did you?
Banger. I watched the music video for Careless Whisper. Mm-hmm. It's a jam. So I got a little more George Michael out of
Did you listen to the Limp Bizkit version of Faith also?
No. I didn't know there was one. Mm,
there is. That was what brought them into the new metal world, was
really?
Their cover of Faith.
Really?
And it's awkward, and I owned the CD when I was younger. So okay. You know what?
Perfect.
If you want to jam out, the change out to Gotta Have Faith when it gets really heavy.
Yeah.
It gets Wes Borland, great guitar player. Just so you know.
Okay. Cool.
But it's like, that's similar. I kid you not, I think that CD came out 1999 also. So
wow.
Keep in mind of the odd irony behind Jerry Halliwell covering or doing a George Michael song, because I think that came out 98, 99. So it's going to have... No.
Yep.
Don't look it up if you don't want to. It's okay. I'm glad that there was more than one live performance.
Yeah, yeah.
Personally, me too. That made me happy.
Obviously, I did my search and that was it. And there's no chart numbers or anything.
Because I did the setlist.fm and I looked up if she played it live at other places or anything like that. And the only time that it showed on there was at Gay. Right. But they don't show talk shows or what have you.
Correct.
On that website.
Yeah, the only time she did like an actual music performance.
No Tatapatsipas?
No Tatapatsipas. I remember we're long past Tatapas.
I know.
We learned that last week that they're all shut down.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, sir.
A little bit of a shorter episode this week just because there's not as much material.
There isn't.
I think we're going to run into that a little bit more going forward. I know usually we talk 30 to 40 minutes, but there's
just about live performances.
Just about live performances. But there's going to be some of these like 20 minute episodes.
Well, something that we did find in this, and it's something that I'm going to listen to.
Yeah.
Jerry was on an episode of My Mbialix podcast where she talked about mental health and things like that. And that was just within the past 6 months.
Oh, okay,
cool. That was released. So that's
very cool.
That's fresh Jerry talking about
fresh
a lot of things.
Jerry content.
So Estelle is still out there, and that's going to probably be on my tomorrow playlist to listen
and
to. I'm not going to lie to you, man.
I don't remember if we talked last week because it happened while you were on vacation, the little Spice Girls reunion at Posh's 50th birthday.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Where they're dancing at the...
Yep. David Beckett holding up, singing the best Spice Girls song, may I say.
Okay.
Stop right now. Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, gosh. If you were to reflect on it, you would still say that's your favorite
Spice Girls song? Yeah, 100%. I love Stop.
I think I'm changing my vote to Too Much.
Too Much is fantastic.
I paused for a moment and put my mind into the Spice universe.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but say you'll be there. No, but no. God.
Listen, when we get to the end of this podcast, we can have another re-ranking. We can even include solo songs in the ranking.
You've got the record player starting in.
I know. Okay. I just thought about that like last week. I was like, I love how the record player started and Say You'll Be There, and it ended at the end of If Can't Dance. What a perfect touch that was.
Dang it. But that's not what we're here for.
That is not
what
we're here for. So what's your favorite part of Angels in Chains?
My favorite part was Jerry choosing to do the song.
Yeah,
because it would have been so long for her to come out with an album. And I love that she's always just Jerry.
Yeah.
And she goes through her problems. And I think she... Well, her and Mel C, I think, are the ones that are not afraid to accentuate their problems that they've had.
Yes,
life.
I would agree with that.
And Jerry tends to be a little bit more towards the eccentric side.
Yep. Yep.
But she came out of whatever she was doing and 4 years later said, I'm going to do this song, and found all the right people because she couldn't call George.
Right.
And she just...
Right. That's got to be a huge loss for her artistically,
right?
To always be able to bounce something off of George Michael and say, hey, what do you think? And he'd give her the brutal, honest answer.
Yeah.
I like it. I don't like it.
And then you wake up and you're like, oh, I've got the song idea.
Yeah. Yep.
Who do you call?
It's tough, man. It's tough.
What about you? What was your favorite part?
My favorite part was actually singing with George's band.
Oh, that's true too. Yes.
She could have written this song by herself and just sang it by herself. I loved that she got all of those people who had worked with George Michael for so long involved.
Yeah.
And recorded with him. Like, perfect tribute. Perfect.
Even the producer, wasn't it?
Even the producer. Oh, he's the one she went to first.
Yeah.
And she said, what do you think about this? And he said, I want to make this song with you. And we need to call these people.
Gotta have
so
those people
good
in your life.
So great.
All right. Well, then, good luck to you.
Yeah.
What's your Spice level today, man?
I give this one touching tribute.
I like.
Simple one this week. Just one touching tribute.
It kind of is, isn't it?
I think. She poured a lot into this one. What about you? What do you give for a Spice level this week?
I'm giving it one Jerry's Not Last song. It's just also being weird about it, but one hope for another song from Jerry.
There you go.
Just because I'm excited to listen to that podcast. I'm
not
going to lie to you, man.
Me too, man. I'm going to mow my lawn tonight. I might listen to that while I do it.
We'll text each other and do a podcast next week about that episode.
Exactly.
And do a review of that.
Exactly.
That's okay. I got to walk. I got to walk away.
We can't.
Walk.
All right. We're at that spicy rack.
Oh, gosh.
Man.
WD-40 is not that expensive, is it?
It's not, no.
Gosh. Well, I mean, in this economy.
Well, yeah. What isn't in this economy? You know what I mean?
Oh.
Transformer Uno cards are pretty cheap. Let me just say that. Spice of the week. Who are you picking out? Who are you pulling out of that spice rack?
I pulled out the wrong answer when you said spice of the week because I was hoping for Jerry having another song in the future being the spice of the week, and I flubbed it.
Okay.
Because my spice level.
Okay.
Are 10 George Michael references I didn't get in the song. But that's okay because that's what I'm going to give the spice of the week.
What a weird spice of the week.
Just 10 George Michael references. 10 George Michael references. it's right here for you, man.
What a mix of seasonings.
If you would like. Here you go. I put him in the wrong spot on my list.
That's hilarious.
What about you? Honestly, would you like?
It'll go pretty well with my spice. My spice of the week this week is George Michael spice.
They
go very well. Because like I said earlier, I'd heard of her friendship with him, but I just didn't know how deep it went and how much he meant to her. So
it's so rad.
Someone who is that good of a friend to one of the Spice Girls is a spice of the week for me.
There you go. Absolutely. Do you think she brings him up in this podcast with Bialik?
I don't know.
That was done, I mean, it was 6 months ago, so it's a 2024 podcast.
Right.
And she wrote the song and did it in 2017.
2017, yeah. Pre-pandemic, 7 years later, maybe. I don't know. I mean, if she asks, you know, who are any of your inspirations or...
Guarantee in the first 5 minutes she talks about George Michael.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's what we'll do. We'll see how long it takes. We'll stop watching.
Timestamp it.
Okay. Merchant Spice.
Oh, gosh.
Of the week. I tried to find something a little relevant to this week. So we have Jerry Halliwell Horner. Signed, autographed 8x10 sexy cop photo.
Nice.
Spice Girls. It reminded me of George Michael's outfit in the Outside Freedom music video. Yeah, yeah.
Is that the bathroom one? Is that George Michael? That is George Michael.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Freedom is, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so.
Gosh.
I saw this outfit, thought of George Michael. I said, well, that's perfect. How much do you think?
Signed by Horner?
Signed by Horner. Estelle.
It's
on sale, even 20% off.
Everything's on sale.
I know.
Did she sign it as Jerry Horner?
It looks like it just says Jerry and then some sort of squiggle underneath.
I'm going to say, you know what? I usually go two over.
Yep.
I'm going to say this is 37.99.
Oh, man. You picked a bad week to go under.
Really? No.
$120.
Holy hell.
Plus $13 shipping.
$13 shipping?
$13 shipping.
More than I would have paid for it. I'm sorry. I'd rather just high five Jerry and say
$133. Holy
guac, dog.
Spice of the week.
I mean, she's still with us, right?
Like, yes, absolutely. She no is. Reason to... Absolutely. She
you
is.
Could get a cameo from her, I'm sure. Like,
oh, that'd be fun. All right. Quote of the week. Which book? We got three that have Jerry in them.
Yeah. OG,
Girl Power. Oh, for Jerry's last song. Oh.
Yeah, this is where you gotta see how.
I'm kind of sad.
It's sad that it's a tribute song, but also like the arc of everything that's happened.
Like that just hit me. Like,
and that's where I want to see and hear.
I mean, we knew we were going to be done with Victoria pretty early.
Yeah,
because she didn't have that much material. But man, done with Jerry too. Geraldine Estelle. I can't even find her section. That's how Emma. Sad I am.
Wrong
B, Mel C.
I want to see the arc of where we started and where Jerry's going to land here with the books. And if it,
Victoria.
Because you do close your eyes and pick a quote. That's what happens every single time. He's
there she is.
Oh, look at Ginger.
She's all the way at the end. All right. Let's flip a page. I'm sure I've talked everything on this one.
Probably. That's what we're here for.
Oh.
Yep. He saw it and went.
First thing my eyes caught.
George Michael.
Literally the first
no
thing.
No way.
Literally the first thing my eyes caught. The first time I fancied a pop star, George Michael.
Holy criminy!
I was going to marry him, but I think that's a challenge I won't be able to fulfill. Literally.
You can't make this up.
The first thing I saw on the page. No way.
Holy fuck.
Wow.
Look at us now.
Perfect, perfect, literally perfect.
Wow.
Wow. What a way to wrap it up. You picked the perfect book.
Oh.
And we got the perfect quote.
I got nothing. That's it.
That's it.
Cool.
You know what to do, folks. Check out Nick Lagunella's books on Amazon. There's 9 of them.
Yep.
Listen to Two Bandits Watching Blue with Mike and Greg.
Yep. That's coming to a close soon, too.
We're running out of material for all your podcasts. Jeez, dude. Listen to Mike's solo album, Progress is Only Progress When Documented, on SoundCloud.
Yep.
We'll be back next week with Melanie C.
I mean, that's kind of...
We're running out of other girls to talk about.
But until then, He is the only person you could host a podcast with when it comes to the Spice Girls, because his name is Brent Kelly. And my gosh, the effort he puts into this podcast
is indisputable
to anybody else.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so I forget what I say now.
Mel C.
Next we'll be back with Mel C. But until then,
that's right.
I am Brent Kelly.
I go by Mike Martin still.
We love and appreciate you all, and thank you very much.
I mean, spice up your life. Gotta have faith.
Gotta have faith.
I gotta listen to that podcast now.
I know.